The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Almost a quarter of a million people could face the wrath of revenue after failing to file their property tax returns last year. John Isle, Deputy Business Editor with the Sunday Times, joins me now. Good morning, John.
Hello, Claire.
So the deadline has passed, but lots of people have ignored it, have they?
That's right. And it's, in fact, a larger number than I initially reported on Sunday. Revenue has updated their property tax statistics just this morning. And I can tell you that 390,000 properties are lacking a return. Now, 1.9 million homeowners have sent in the correct paperwork, but everybody else was supposed to take a valuation on November 1st and submit it by November 12th to revenue. And that would basically determine which tax band your property was in. There's a new valuation period that runs from 2026 to 2030. And many people, in fact, most, because property prices have been going up in the last 5 years, will have a higher band and more to pay. So each band is roughly an increase of 100 euros a year, give or take. Mm-hmm. Now, revenue is saying that 390,000 properties do not have this return, have not submitted returns. Now, of those, 227,000 of those properties do have a payment instruction in place, which means they were paying their property tax up until November. They're just behind on filing the returns. But the ones that really need to think about what they're doing are the 170,000 homeowners who have neither filed a return nor have a payment plan in place. And revenue says it's going to start its non-compliance campaign, basically going after these homeowners, first starting with a letter issuing this week saying, you need to file this return, but then next going to their employers and saying, if it's not done in a fortnight, we're going to start deducting local property tax from their wages.
Oh, so if you haven't done anything, if you're one of the 170,000, if you've done absolutely nothing, you are going to be chased down by revenue. You're already in that place.
That's right. If you pay taxes under another category, say capital gains tax from investments or PAYE tax from your job income, revenue knows about you and they will come after that income. Now, people should check their outgoings, because if you're signed up to My Revenue, you may already have digital deductions going out of your bank account, and it would be a small amount every month. So you might not even notice it. If say your local property tax is 600 or 700 euros a year, that's going to be 50 euros going out of your account, and it may not seem like a whole lot going out, and you could miss it. So you should check your bank statements to see, is revenue deducting anything, if you think you might be one of these people. Now, you'll still have to file a local property tax return if you haven't done that already. But the people who really need to be concerned are the ones who have no payment arrangement in place and are just sort of have been flying under the radar up until now. Revenue is very clear that they're going to come looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Worth saying, though, and I know you mentioned this earlier when you talk about the number of people who've already signed up, submitted or paid. I mean, it's a very high compliance rate overall, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. And tax practitioners will say this, that for a tax as unpopular as local property tax has been, it has one of the highest compliance rates for a new tax that they've ever seen. So people, by and large, are following the rules. And I think part of that is because revenue has made it easy. There's a portal on their website that gives you guidance on how to value your house. You can make the submission quite easily, and then the deductions can happen automatically through My Revenue. So it is very simple to execute, and much like your PAYE that just goes automatically out of your paycheck every month or every week when you get paid, you don't really see it. So it is mm-hmm. a little less painful to comply than if you had to, say, write a check or make a bank transfer using your banking app. It's always a little painful to type in the digits that you have to pay and then press acknowledge.
All right, but the money's still going out. So that's the unfortunate part. John, thanks so much. John Isle there from the Sunday Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.